Brian Noonan in for Justin Kaufman on 720 WGN. Before the break, I was telling you that I had given into my sports superstition. And since I felt that perhaps too many well-meaning Sox fans were watching the Cubs game, it had thrown the universe into upheaval. So I did not watch the game last night, and the Cubs won, which means I cannot watch any more Cubs games.
I agree.
Some other superstitions coming in, that the voice of Mark Carmen.
Thank you.
Had my Blackhawks lounge pants on. The Blackhawks won and the Cubs won. We'll have to wear them Tuesday night. And another superstition, I need to listen to the Cubs game on the radio with the TV sound off. This seems to help. Cubs, and it worked when I watched the Blackhawks. Now, Mark Carmen, you are a man who covers sports from a very logical,
by the book, biased
way.
Thank you.
You do wear your heart on your sleeve as a fan. Do you give in to any sort of superstitions?
I used to, but then I've like slightly matured, Brian. So,
and I am regressing.
Yeah, I'm emphasis on slight there, but I don't have a lot of curses, so to speak. Although I've got like this one little sweater or something zippy thing that I wore to. I've been wearing to a bunch of games. So I'm busting out the sweater zippy thing again.
You got to wear it tomorrow.
Maybe I will bring it with me. Yes.
You have to. Because as of tomorrow, you will be in Cleveland covering Game 6 for WGN Radio along with Kevin Powell.
I will. Thank you to all those that made that possible. Todd Manley, Dave Ennett. I could list the whole station. So it's exciting. Yes.
I'm the only one who tried to put the kibosh on it.
Do you feel it? I appreciate that.
Really, Carmen? You're going to say Carmen?
Yeah. No, that's a fair take. You were the only one that said it. Many others thought it.
Right. I'm at least up front.
Yeah, that's the honesty that you bring to the table, Brian. That's good. I like that. I appreciate that.
Sure. Anyway. Why not? If we're going to confront things, let's do it.
Right.
So, all right. Now, things were really dire after Saturday night.
They were.
After last night, they're a little less dire, but they're still, according to the worldwide leader, it's still only like a 23% chance that the Cubs can win.
Well, I think I know where you're going. You're right. You're thrilled to be alive, but you would like to be in a better position.
Exactly. Now, I've got to ask you, because the Cubs have, every baseball player goes through slumps. Every team tends to go through slumps. The Cubs have seen the Indians pitching, which is great. There's no doubt. You can't take anything away from their pitching. At some point, can the Cubs get the Indians' number when it comes to their pitchers?
Well, I think it starts tomorrow night with Josh Tomlin, who is a pitch-to-contact guy. He's not going to strike you out. You should be putting the ball in play. ERA over 4. Very, you know, pitched incredibly well in Game 3 of the series. But, again, this is a guy that the Cubs, who have been one of the best offenses in the league all season long, they should hit him tomorrow night. Now, there's a lot of theories going around. Well, there's the pressure that, you know, Andrew Miller's lurking, and he's going to come in the fifth or the sixth inning, so they have to score earlier, so they're putting more emphasis and pressure and all that on themselves when they don't necessarily have to do that, or it's certainly not to their benefit. Can they go into?
Well, they haven't hit Miller either, though.
Right, that's the thing. Like, Miller's lurking. We better hit this guy because we're not going to hit Miller. So then you press against the Tomlin or whoever is out there, Trevor Bauer. They barely hit Bauer last night. I mean, the third inning, you know, John Smoltz, if you were watching on the broadcast last night, which you weren't, thank you for not watching.
I was not.
He said they got to do it right now, and that's when Chris Bryant hit a home run. I was going to say into the night, but whatever, one of the front row of the bleachers.
I like that you paint these romantic pictures. He hit it into the night. That was beautiful.
Yeah, but it was really a line drive that barely got out. Ball was struck well, obviously.
But he's out. That's it.
It wouldn't quite qualify in my definition, at least, of into the night.
Okay.
So we could use some into the night tomorrow from KB. And I'm interested to see what they'll do with the lineup. That's how I live my days, my Cubs game days.
Break it down?
I get on Twitter, at the Carm on Twitter. Please follow me. Thank you. Selfless promotion.
I wish I had a bell.
It's pathetic. But I just get on there, Cubs lineup, game 6. Lineup, game 6. Let's go. Because you know it's going to come out roughly 4 hours or so before game time. I'm wondering if he's going to go with a veteran behind the plate tomorrow night in David Ross. I doubt it. Wilson Contreras has caught Jake Arrieta more. I don't think he's going to give him Miguel Montero, who was kind of his personal catcher during the year. But I wouldn't mind the veteran Ross back there. Montero's, Contreras has been struggling mightily.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to me to see what Madden does with the lineup. And the other guy, too, Brian, Javi Baez, I mean, he looks about as good as you would look at the plate.
Yeah, he's not. He's, you know, his fielding's still great. The tags are terrific at second. But
yep.
What's, yeah. These
he's,
guys
well,
are,
he's swinging at everything, right? So that's not a good formula. And he got, that was him when he first came up, and then he got better.
Right.
And then he got really hot and was great and was a co-MVP in the NLCS along with John Lester. And now it's like every time he goes up there, he's trying to hit an eight-run homer. So I don't think he'll be out of the lineup, but I'm kind of curious. Like, you could slide Ben Zobrist back into second base and put Soler, even Contreras out in the outfield if you wanted to have a veteran behind the plate. Like, these are all the options. I don't think he'll do that, but I'm just interested to see.
How important is it to you know, try to put things together defensively as opposed to offensively? Because, well, as we said, Baez's defense is still top of the line. So where do you make that change?
Let's see, and that's the battle that Joe Maddon probably is dealing with. Well, okay, we've got Arrieta on the mound. Last time when he pitched against the Cleveland Indians, he had a no-hitter into the sixth inning,
right,
which was the longest no-hitter in the World Series since 1969, Jerry Kuzman. So it doesn't really matter, in theory, if Arrieta is going,
exactly,
well, who's playing where. You just want guys who can actually hit the baseball, have good at-bats, and put runs on the board. So maybe he looks at it that way. You know what? I'm willing to sacrifice some defense here because I'm confident that Arrieta's, if they are going to hit, you know, even hit the ball off him, period, because Jake can strike out a ton of dudes, that it's going to be routine, easy plays, and I don't need, you know, stud defenders out there.
What do you make? Because casual fans hear, Tomlin's going on short rest, Arrieta's going on full rest.
Right.
And most people who go to work every day are tired. And I understand pitching is different. How much will that come into play, do you think, between Tomlin and Arrieta?
I actually think it matters. Because, for one, the fact that the Cubs just saw Tomlin and get to see him again, mm-hmm, they didn't hit him at all, right?
Right.
So here are these guys, most likely are fuming. I know they were after Game 3. So, okay. Hey, we got another shot at this guy. I guarantee you Dexter Fowler and company are thinking to myself, I'm going to rip this guy tomorrow. That's
because he's going to come with the same stuff they saw a couple days ago.
Right. And so it's fresh in their mind. They just saw it. They probably have reworked their at-bats. I'm sure they've watched video. This is what he did to me here. Okay, I can expect that. And maybe he tries to pitch backwards, but this is a guy that, you know, you got to be pretty skilled to do that.
Yeah.
So I would think that plays into it. Plus, you know, he's just not used to doing this. It's, I mean, one thing for Corey Kluber, their stud, to be able to turn around and do it game one, then game four. Josh Tomlin's going to do it too. History does not speak well to guys pitching on 3 days rest when they're not used to doing it.
Right.
So I would think that would favor the Cubs.
All right, let me ask you then about not only 3 days rest, but Aroldis Chapman comes in last night. He's got to get 8 outs. He doesn't like to do that. He's already had to go long another game. If Joe Maddon needs him tomorrow, which in all likelihood he will, because if Arrieta is able to go deep, which they hope he does because the bullpen is questionable, is Chapman going to be ready?
I think, well, he's certainly available. Is he ready? I would think so. I mean,
Okay. Look,
it's the end of the line here, man. You're in Game 6 of the World Series. You just had a day off. The adrenaline's going to be pumping. Maybe there will be, I suppose, some slight fatigue somewhere in the body of Aroldis Chapman. But come on, man.
You got to man up.
This is your time. And, again, not that this probably factors in much, but he is a free agent at the end of the year. Huge stage.
Yeah.
There is some financial incentive there as well, which never hurts. So I would expect that Aroldis will be ready to go, day off today. Now the question is, if he uses him again, 40-plus pitches, 45-plus pitches, I don't think he'll do that. But then if you do get to a Game 7, I mean, you're really, really, really asking a lot. I think he's got to find somebody in the bullpen that he has some confidence in. I would pick Mike Montgomery. Joe Maddon has a lot of options tomorrow night. And it just, when he... Joe Maddon likes to go with who Joe Maddon likes.
Right.
You know, early in the year, he rides Travis Wood into the ground. He'll ride Pedro Strop into the ground. He gets a comfort zone, and he stays there for a while. Love Joe Maddon. That's not meant to be criticism. It's just a statement of fact.
Mark Carman is here. Can you stick around for a couple more minutes?
I got you.
All right. Mark Carman is here. He will be in Cleveland tomorrow, and he'll be on again with Hamp, Obie, and Kaz later on tonight. That he's now, will you be doing the post-game Cubs thing from Cleveland tomorrow?
I will be contributing in some way, shape, or form. I will. We have these things. They're They're called, what are they called, Brian?
I don't even know where
there's
you're
a machine
going.
That I'm taking with myself to Cleveland.
Convex?
Yeah, Comrex. Something. Get Krista Flores on the line. I'm bringing one of those, a Comrex, to Cleveland. So,
okay.
So I plan on contributing extensively after I talk to hopefully some winning Cubs.
All right, let's do this. Then there's some more. If you have any questions or thoughts, 312-981-7200. Feel free. Jump in. Why not? It's WGN. Bringing out the spooky music tonight. You like that?
It's the way it theme.
It's Halloween.
Well, you got a nice Halloween little T-shirt going on.
Sure, why not? I had my my different costume for the big staff party earlier. Mark Carman is here. I'm Brian Noonan in for Justin Kaufman. We are, of course, talking about Game 6, the Cubs and the Indians at Progressive Field in Cleveland. Mark will be there covering things with Kevin Powell for WGN. We got a question from Scott on the text line, Mark. Please ask Mark why Joe Madden gave up on playing small ball. Why did that happen? Did it happen? I don't know.
The small ball thing, I mean, there have been moments this year where he's done a little squeeze action, and it's been beautiful. I just think it's a circumstance. I don't think he's, quote-unquote, given up on small ball. I mean, Javi Baez dropped down a beautiful bunt, and I think he did that on his own. But
Why do you think they didn't have Chapman try to bunt yesterday?
Apparently, Aroldis Chapman was super excited about hitting him.
He looked very happy. He looked very happy in pictures that I saw afterwards. He was going to the plate.
I mean, he ran in after the after the inning on the mound, started screaming four because he was batting fourth in the inning. then he proceeded to go to the cage and take some swings.
Did he really?
Which you couldn't do, by the way, before the renovations at Wrigley Field. But now, I saw the batting cage the other day, Brian. It's very nice. It's right where the old clubhouse was. You walk in. There's a BP cage, and then their new fancy.
See, we don't get to have the access that you do as a paid sports media professional.
Right. I am privileged. I have access that back in the day I always thought to myself, and I love having it now. But back then, I remember my first ever interview, if I may digress here.
Please.
Doug Glanville. Great.
Look at you dropping names.
So Doug Glanville, I walk up to him. I'm like, can I talk to you today, Doug, please? Right now. You want to do it right now, right here? I'm like, right here in front of all these people?
Would you want to take him into a dark room by himself and cuddle?
Isn't there a off-the-beaten-path area where...
Yeah, somewhere cool that we can go?
Right, where nobody knows the bad question I'm about to ask you. So, yeah, I'm just saying, but listen, back to the small ball thing. Hey, Ben Zobrist had a huge bunt in the Dodgers series that changed everything. So I don't really think they've necessarily gone away from it, so to speak. I get the idea that maybe you want Madden to be a little more hands-on trying to get the offense going. And I would agree with that. Hey, do what you can here. They've been struggling. So maybe we'll see some of that tomorrow.
All right. Before we get to the thing that there were reports of one thing and then another, we'll get to the watch party situation. Kyle Schwarber tomorrow could be the DH. How much of a lightning rod can he be to ignite this offense?
They need him, Brian. They really, really need him. The offense is struggling. When you in 1-4, and even KB, Chris Bryant's been struggling some. But after that, I mean, Wilson Contreras has been lost. Javi Baez has been lost. It has been a sea of ugly down there. Addison Russell has had his struggles as well in the playoffs and in the World Series, even though he had a dribbler that worked out last night. So he lengthens out the lineup. He gives another left-handed bat in the lineup. Mm-hmm. He gives pop to the lineup. He gives presence to the lineup. I mean, there's a lot that Kyle Schwarber brings to the table, amazingly, after sitting out the entire season. So I think it's huge. And I'm judging by how he did in games 1 and 2, I expect him to get a big knock tomorrow night.
Are you taking your stuffed duck, Arnold, to the with you?
Did somebody
texted this.
My
wants
God.
To know if you can then use the carpool lane because you have a passenger.
You know what? Because that was texted in, I will bring Arnold the Duck to Cleveland.
All right, very good. What do you think about, there were reports earlier, Paul Sullivan had tweeted out that there was going to be watch parties at Wrigley Field. Then the Cubs came out and said, oh, no, we're not doing watch parties. I think, listen, I'm not trying to be critical of the Cubs. I think they should have had a watch party for everything the fans have gone through, and the way it was received in Cleveland when they did it over the weekend, I think it would be wonderful.
Well, see, you just hit on one side of it. They should do it for the fans. The other side of it, you should do it for you.
Right, for the money.
Yeah.
And then if you want to look like a hero, you can take a portion of that money and, security, the cops, but you'd start donating some of this money around, and then boom. Again, you're the heroes.
To me, it's a no-brainer. I mean, I think they should open up Wrigley Field in the middle of the week and have lunch. We charge $25 for lunch. You get a turkey sandwich, chips, and a soda. And you can sit there and stare at the field. And Yeah. People would do it.
Of course they would.
You know, when, yeah, so I don't get it. I think they absolutely should. When I was vending back in the day, Brian,
yeah.
The only profession where I reached the pinnacle, Daryl Kyle, I'll say it crassly, he died in a hotel room.
Oh.
And they canceled Cubs Cardinals. Joe Girardi got up.
Yeah.
Right, he spoke emotionally. We have had a death. We're not going to play the game today. All right? You know what people did? As sad as they were, and as tragic as it was to lose a baseball player still playing, they sat there and were screaming for beer for me.
Yeah.
They didn't want to leave.
No, because they wanted to just hang out.
It was so beautiful at Wrigley. Beer man. I'm like, did you hear? The dude just died.
Doesn't matter.
Beer man. Okay. Can I take out another load? Because they want to drink.
Yeah. We gotta get going. I think it's just a big mistake. And the fact that, you know, they said, well, last year we looked at it for the Pirates games, and we just thought, no, this is different. This is game 6 of the World Series and possibly game 7 of the
right.
World Series. You have to give, you know, do something that hasn't been done before. This hasn't been done before.
Right.
Open the field.
And it's also for the fans who can't afford to get in playoff prices. You get to experience a game in the playoffs at Wrigley, a World Series game, be around Cub fans. It's just a cool thing. You got that huge big video board.
Exactly. That's what you put them in for.
Right.
All right. One quick question from the phones before we get out of here. Shane has a question for you. Hey, Shane.
Hi. My name is Shane. I'm in Hobart, Indiana.
Fantastic. What's your question for the Carm?
Well, I know they've been struggling, the Cubs have, and it seems like to me, and I'd like to know your opinion on it, that they've kind of lost their momentum ever since they won their 103 wins at the end of the season. They could have been winning a lot more all the way up to here. They could have been winning a lot more than they did.
All right, well, thank you for the call, Shane. Listen for your answer.
Shane, I have to say I'm a tad bit confused here. They beat the Giants in 4 games. They were down 5-2 in the ninth and had a miracle rally to do it, which you never see. That was incredibly cool, right? And then they were down 2-1 to the Dodgers, and they won 3 in a row and rolled them.
Listen, they should have just rolled through everybody.
I mean,
should have been a sweep.
Right. I mean, I think the playoffs have gone outside of... You want to say in the World Series it's been a little more dicey, which is true, and it's too bad they're down 3-2 and not up 3-2. But I mean, they rolled into the World Series, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, can you give me a quick couple keys for tomorrow? I love keys.
Well, they got
keys to the game.
I mean, it's real simple. They got to hit Tomlin and have a lead before they get to Andrew Miller. That's A number one, and A number two, Jake Arrieta's got to be great. I mean, he's been up and he's been down. They need the stud Arrieta tomorrow night. It's as simple as that. The Cubs got to hit early, and Arrieta's got to be strong, and he's got to be able to find the strike zone, man. I mean,
he's been off on the strike zone, even with his fastballs.
I want to say 95 pitches in the game to start, and only 51 of them were strikes. That's not a good ratio. We need more than roughly 2-1. It's got to be 3-4-1, and then you'll have a Jake Arrieta that's really going well, and you can feel super confident that he can go. You want him to go deep in the game.
Yeah.
You want him to get at least through 6. I mean, that the bare minimum, and maybe even through 7.
All right, pack up the stuff, Doc, in your zippy hoodie deal, and get to Cleveland. We'll be listening. Well, we'll be listening tonight with Hampo B and Kaz, and then we'll listen. And I'll have to listen tomorrow because, you know, I can't watch the game.
6-0 Bears, first and goal. Kaz,
I don't know if you're supposed to be doing the play-by-play.
Yeah, well, I'll just say this.
But you'll be happy.
Both OB and Kaz predicted a win tonight. I think they were the only two people in the city to do that. So right now they're looking
okay. They're very happy. All right, thanks, Mark.